I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Tuesdays are off to a great start. Last to get to in this hour of radio, Eastern Conference Finals begin. Knicks, Cavs from the Garden. Get to that coming up a little bit later on.
Do you think they have the series backwards for the networks? Do you need to hear the NBA on NBC theme music when you're going to Madison Square Garden and then you need a bang from Wemby from 30 feet?
That's a good question.
I can make an argument. They have it reversed. I should have gotten a Mike Breen bang last night when
for
he pulled
three.
From 30 in transition.
Yeah.
And I should get a video montage mixed with 90s and Jalen Brunson for today's game one on NBC.
You know what I was an also great reminder of? Because I turned the game on. And by the way, I just the lying over start times is such a big pet peeve for me. It's not
is
a
it?
5 o'clock start.
Oh.
The game starts at close to 5:30. I turned the game on at 5:10, knowing it was going to start late.
Did they try to act like it was going to be
it
5
said,
o'clock?
I swear it said 5 on ESPN yesterday. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I swear it said 5
o'clock.
It was 5:30. Okay, it said 5:30. It still didn't tip at 5:30. Still didn't tip at 5:30.
Should have just kept the hockey on the whole time.
I mean, I did. I flipped over because I'm like, oh, I think the game started. And I'm like, 17 minutes left till tip-off? What are we doing here? Start the damn game. Anyways, I digress. It was great to have the theme song and then also a nice reminder that anytime there's a Western Conference Finals prepackage put together, we're going to be in there getting dunked on.
I mean,
every time. There it is.
I would argue the Knicks would want Mike Breen on their play-by-play since
guy.
He usually is the guy.
Well, that's
kind of
my
games.
Point, though. That should not be allowed. I don't know if
Joe Davis calling a World
Series.
Yeah, Joe Davis.
It's Joe Davis calling a World Series.
He's unbiased. He doesn't see anything wrong with this.
I think he's exceptional at being unbiased. But I also, again, all of the NBA and NBC stuff, you think of Michael Jordan. And you think of the Knicks. Michael Jordan. The Garden.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And like, bang from 30 feet in OKC. Steph did that once. He got a double bang.
Yeah.
I should have got a big bang last night from Mike Breen.
I like a big bang. Big bang on a Monday is usually a pretty good thing. Lots to get to in the final hour. Let's start, though, with the mail sack.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the mail sack.
Mail sack time.
Mail sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement at Male Performance Therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail sack.
That's right, Sparta TRT brings you the mail sack. As always, whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge, win at the second half of life, SpartaTRT.com.
Let's go!
You guys ready? You got your mail sack hats on?
Let's get our Sparta on. I'm ready to go.
We are Sparta!
This was, by the way, phenomenal job by the listener, because I jot them down at all times. I'm always scrolling, always looking. We had a Monday mail sack question.
We had a Monday mail sack?
We had a day
how about that?
Early mail sack. That's how eager he was to get this question
I
in.
I like that.
Monday mail sack for you. It feels like the player's unofficial fifth major is a bigger deal than the PGA Championship. Does it feel that way to you as well? Also, in regards to Waymo making its way to Portland, spotted one in Tigard over the weekend. They are here.
A lot of people not happy with Waymo here.
Yes.
The unofficial fifth major is a bigger deal than the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I'm never going to go that far. I certainly love the Players' Championship. I think it helps to have the same course every year because you know the layout and the details and you see it and it's like, oh, the Island Green. Like, there's an iconic moment that comes with it.
Yep.
You can tell me that it should be a major. I don't disagree with the take. We don't credit it as winning a major.
But a major is a major. Right?
A major is a major. I just can't, you know. I understand the point. I get it. I'm just as excited usually for the players as I am the PGA Championship. I also think we poo-poo the PGA Championship a little too much. A little aggressive. Like,
part of the reason we do that, though, is like because we've put an iconic nature in our American one.
Sure. I mean, everyone has an identity.
One is old.
Everyone has an identity, right?
Yeah,
the Masters is the Augusta and the green jacket. The Open is, you know, they've been doing this for 8,000 years, and the U.S. Open is, can you survive it? The winner will be +2.
Like, also, it's called the U.S. Open. It's a big deal. Like, the other one just suffers from a lack of name creativity.
Here's what I'll say, though, on the PGA Championship, because we didn't spend a lot of time on it. Aaron Rye winning kind of poo-pooed that over the weekend, but It was just the idea of, like, I like pointing out, because I think we do the, like, well, who's won it, and it's not that big of it. Like, we were on a really good run of PGA champions, or winners, if you will. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Phil Mickelson, Colin Morikawa, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas. Those are the winners since 2017. They're all household names. All of them are, you know, I don't remember every moment from every one. There was one that Tiger was in contention. There was the one that Phil, you know, won at the age of 50. Xander making the birdie at Valhalla to win his first major. Like, those are moments. Brooks winning when he was on LIV and that becoming the first LIV guy to win a major was a massive debate. So I do think we sometimes poo-poo it a little too much, but it certainly is the fourth of the bananas in the major fields. Majors are majors. I wish that the Players was a major. I'd be totally fine with that. But until they do that, I can't put the Players ahead of it. Mail sack question. Phenomenal. Phenomenal Monday mail sack, by the way.
It's a great Sparta TRT sack.
Did you feel more demoralized as a Blazer fan when KD joined the Warriors or watching last night's game, realizing you can do nothing to get past Wemby for the next 10 years minimum, assuming he stays healthy? I think my Blazers life flashed before my eyes.
Yeah, I don't blame any Blazer fan today waking up, and we've had some responses to our neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day, and I get it. Like, I totally do. On this one particularly, I will just hold out that, like, you just don't know the future of anybody. 7'6" and moving the way he does and taking the hits he does, I don't know how long that lasts. Maybe it does last 15 years and there's seven titles and it's just like, he's the GOAT, you know? But I'm always going to lean on this answer. I'm going to go KD Warriors. It was already hard to beat that team.
They won 73 games in the regular season and already had a title.
And then LeBron beat them and we went, oh my God, they're beatable. Now you need a LeBron to do it, but they're beatable.
That helps.
And they brought in Kevin Durant, who they just defeated after a 3-1 lead in the conference finals. And I just, there was no world that existed. One where I didn't see everybody being dumb about LeBron losing in the finals, because you knew that was going to happen. Oh, you can't choke! It's like, it's literally the greatest talent of team we've ever seen in our lives. And there also wasn't a scenario in my life where I ever saw anybody in the league doing it.
Yeah.
One of the best games in NBA history is LeBron Game 1, 2018, 50 points. And because J.R. Smith forgot the clock was winding down, it was a tie game.
Yeah.
It still wasn't enough.
No. They lost, like, and got swept in the series.
I don't know. To me, it'll always be KD. At least with this, they absolutely had draft luck go their way. They chose the right guys at the spots that they did. But it'll always be KD joining the Warriors.
I don't know if I could say one is more demoralizing than the other, because they both have the same feeling for me. There's the thought in the back of my mind of, we can't.
No, I know.
We're not going to beat that.
What if the Thunder beat them, though?
The idea that they're the youngest conference finals team in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, that's, they're not old.
I know. They're not going anywhere.
Dylan Harper's not even scratching the surface of how good he can be
in
the NBA.
They don't need to trade anybody for tax reasons.
No, the Thunder do.
Maybe. Like,
they might. They don't have to, but they might trade away one of their guys on a bigger deal and just say, we have 8 million draft picks waiting. Like, that's fine. We'll just take a salary dump and go draft the next guy that can fill that role. We're already 13 guys deep. It's hard for me to, like, say one or the other, because they both give me the same demoralizing feeling for different reasons. Like, KD joining the Warriors was horrible because he lost to them, and we openly mocked him for running and joining the team that he couldn't beat and lost to in the conference finals. But it also, like, in this case, it was, you have a 7'7", I don't know how tall he is, whatever, 7'5", whatever he's listed as.
Well, they're lying, whatever,
like,
it is.
Doing he's 7'5" or 7'6". He hit a 40-footer last night to tie the game in overtime.
Officially 28.
Get out of here, dude. That was 47 feet. He shot it on the other half of the floor, for heaven's sakes. But he had a drive where he picked up his dribble at the three-point line and took two steps and dunked. Like, it's just, you've never seen this before in the NBA.
I know.
And he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
So as long as his body holds together, I don't care what you do from a roster construction standpoint. There's ideas against other good teams of, like, man, if we just get this kind of player or this kind of matchup, there's nothing in the world that can stop this guy when he, as he continues to grow and get better.
The funniest thing is your take is exactly what my 14-year-old daughter was saying, because she's a big SGA because he's super hot.
Yes.
So she's rooting for SGA.
Rooting for OKC to win.
And the Spurs are doing, she says, it's not fair.
No, it's not.
He takes one dribble and two steps and he's at the rim.
Yes,
bam. Yeah, I don't know what to do about that.
Make him take height reduction surgery, then be allowed to play in the NBA again. I did see our buddy Gundy brought up a great point on Twitter last night. They're definitely going to trade De'Aaron Fox, whether it's this year, next year.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be the guy that they move on from.
Because you got these two young guards who you're going to build around him, basically saying the NBA needs to collude. That they can get nothing good out of the De'Aaron Fox trade.
They're going to get some good stuff.
De'Aaron Fox is a good player.
He's a good player.
It's, a lot of teams are going to want De'Aaron. We need to come together.
If Trey Murphy's getting me four
and say,
picks,
over
I better
my
get
dead
four
body,
picks
do not deal with them. Don't trade with them. Don't cooperate
you
with
have
them.
To.
No, no.
Look.
Stand together.
I'm weirdly
stand
sitting.
Stand firm.
I'm sitting in a spot, speaking of Sparta TRT, I'm sitting in a 300 Sparta spot. Am I going to die? Ultimately, yes. This is going to happen. He will end my hope.
The Persians will crush you.
But I'm sitting today with this weird, like, don't stop trying to be good, and you just hope if there is any sports gods. I'm a sports atheist, by the way. I've completely given up on the idea that sports
gods
are real.
If anybody didn't deserve it, it was San Antonio.
It was San Antonio.
And the gods rewarded them. So get out of here, damn you gods.
The Wizards have been egregiously tanking most of my whole life, and they're going to get the best player in maybe this draft. Like, it's just not. The Mavericks traded Luka and somehow still get Cooper?
How does that happen?
There's no god that exists that's real other than a 7-year-old playing a simulated video game going, what do you think about this? Huh? You like that one? Cooper's
we
today.
Really got to stop doing the sports god thing. We have to
stop
doing it.
They're not real.
Ethical tanking getting rewarded. Like, get out of here, dude.
It's all just science and sports science and stuff. Okay? I'm out on it. But my hope is something goes awry. Dylan Harper lands on Wimby's ankle.
Ooh,
game 7 next year.
We are in the mix.
Uh-oh. Here comes Trey Murphy. 18.7 points per game. And we're a 2 seed. Now, will we lose in the conference finals? Absolutely.
Yeah, I love this vision that you painted. We're already a 2 seed with Trey Murphy next year. That's a quick jump.
I just, you know.
Never say never.
You put me in a weird spot. What am I just not care ever again?
Yeah, well, let's watch hockey. Mail sack, true or false, being an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator at Ohio State, Bama, Georgia, Texas, or Oregon carries the same prestige as being an OC or DC in the NFL. I think it's true of these five universities only because of the amount of NFL talent that you're coaching. What do you think?
Incorrect.
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 Completely
NFL, OC, DC will always be bigger than those programs you just named.
Will Stein's not going to go be the head coach of the Chicago Bears next year, but Ben Johnson as the OC of the Detroit Lions can go get that job.
Yeah,
so I just that's
a good point.
You can go be the coach of Kentucky, but Alabama's not tripping over themselves to hire you if Kalen DeBoer leaves. They're going to go hire another head coach.
Also, so it's not that you don't get guys that make
not that it's
jumps,
not prestigious,
right?
It's like, not to the level of the NFL.
Joe Brady at LSU now, he's the head coach of the Buffalo Bills because of his OC gig at Buffalo.
Yes.
But I would point to you locally here. We had what many around the sport. He was breaking brains and emotions. One of the greatest forward-thinking offensive minds to ever exist. How did that work out when he left Oregon for Philadelphia?
Not great, Bob.
It was an instant. You're an idiot. None of this works.
Nah, he had a moment. There's a moment. Nick Foles, 27-2. He had a moment.
They were 10-6 and lost their first playoff game.
He had a moment. It was a moment.
Did he have a moment?
That's a moment. Making the playoffs, that was a moment.
How did he do with the Niners?
I mean, it was horrible. It ended terribly. But to say that he didn't ever have one, like he had one good year in the NFL.
I mean,
he had
okay.
a good year.
He's fine.
He had one good year in the NFL.
You
okay?
keep grasping at those straws.
He's real to me, damn it.
Sue him for 10K and holding on to 10-6.
You're damn right we will. Give me my money back. Mail sack question. Just watch some clips from the roast of Kevin Hart, who is a sports icon player, commentator, TV personality, who you would like to roast the most. That I would like to personally roast, or that I would like to
see somebody you like, doesn't it?
Be roast.
Because, like, Stephen A. I want nothing to do with.
No, also, like, I'd love to see him get roasted just because.
I wouldn't.
But, yeah, then it
it's
feeds
building his
ego.
Profile. Feeds the ego. Did you see his response to Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, I don't know.
He made another threat. Remember the KD one? You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
So tired.
He
of
was
him.
Like, I'll find out how the city feels about you.
Like the I'll downfall of society Taylor. Can be connected to the point of when we started taking his sports takes seriously and him and Skip yelling at each other on television. That's a good question.
The thing with that Kevin Hart roast is that they roasted Draymond a lot because he was there.
They did.
That would have been my pick.
Draymond would be your pick.
Yeah. Draymond's a good one.
Terrified of Draymond Green whooping
I
my
think
ass.
Number two, but he's six, my eight. Sports idol, so I wouldn't want to see him get roasted, would be Tiger Woods.
Oh,
there's
that's
a lot.
A
that's a
one.
Great pull, Brandon.
That's a good one. He couldn't handle it.
Yeah, right.
No, he could not.
He couldn't handle it.
He'd have to reach a point of financial desperation that he will never reach.
Well, unless he got clarity at rehab because he's back now.
He's back. He's clean. He's all right. Don't worry about him.
Is he clean?
He's good. He's good, dude. He's good. Yeah. Didn't even look that hammered.
Tiger's a great one.
Yeah, of all the guys.
What about Mike? Mike Jordan?
Yeah.
I can see that one.
I'd be okay with that. I think Tiger's got more ammunition.
I'd argue we already roast LeBron for LeBron, 20 years.
We've spent his entire career roasting
him. Now, you do get people that support him. I'm raising my hand here.
Sure.
But it is largely like, oh, cool, you won. Oh, you're still playing at 40. Who cares?
I don't know if there's any sports media personality that I'd want to see get roasted or I'd want to roast.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite sports media personality?
That's a really good question. I don't know. SVP? I'll give you SVP. How about that?
What do you even SVP?
There's nothing to roast. That's my whole thing. What do I get out of seeing SVP get roasted? It's mainly people that I don't like because I want to see people make fun of them. But then to your point, it builds the ego. And it's a net negative.
Given what roasts have become, they definitely would make fun of him for crying about his dead dog.
They would. That's where we would go.
With SVP?
The Kevin Hart one got...
Did you end up watching it?
I didn't see all of it, but I saw a chunk of it, and buddy.
Yeah, there's some pretty
There's moments in there of like, when you get uncomfortable in a roast and the idea of...
What's Kill Tony's name? Is it Tony Hinchcliffe?
Hinchcliffe? Like, I don't think you guys hate each other.
I don't think anybody likes him.
This sounds like pure hatred.
Yeah, some of that, yeah.
They all hate Gillis. They all hate Hinchcliffe. Yeah. They hate Chelsea Handler. And like,
she's
in the Epstein files, and Gillis is bringing that up. Like, it got really uncomfortable, which to a certain level,
well, it's a roast. It's what it's supposed to do.
That is true. You're not wrong.
Texas said roast swag.
Here's the thing about swag. Swag would probably be the easiest one to roast. And maybe he disagrees with this, and we'll get his thoughts when he comes back. Swag can also be very sensitive. Like, if you pick on things about Swag, we think Swag is genuinely weird for not... He refuses to eat strawberries.
Like, he won't... Yeah.
Like, he ate a strawberry when he was 5, decided, I don't like the flavor of this, and never ate a strawberry for the rest of his life.
We literally gave him mayo in a sandwich. He liked it, and then he found out he lied about it.
And then when we told him that he liked it, and he ate mayo, he just shut down.
He
just stopped talking.
He did. He completely shuts down.
Of all the people to roast, he would be the easiest because he's been here the longest and he's got the longest.
Would he be the easiest of everybody?
He'd be one of the easier ones to roast in our building.
I'll tell you.
He's got a long rap sheet.
Let me give you a peek behind the curtain at Odyssey Portland. Yesterday, you want to talk about roasting uncomfortable. We're sitting there. We had a meeting afterwards. We get done. We're sitting down. We're plotting some of the show stuff. Joe Fisher and Danny Meringue, they either need to roast each other or do like a mini combine against each other.
We need the athletic feats of strength.
There was an uncomfortable level of one person calling the other out and the other one person saying like, "I'll prove it." And it was like me sitting there awkwardly looking like Jim Halpert, like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
I don't know what to
think. We were kind of caught in the middle of that crossfire and I immediately thought to myself, if you charge me $19.99, I'd pay to watch that on pay-per-view.
That's a bit much.
What are the athletic feats that we're doing? I want to see a running of the 40.
Well, so Danny claims he would roast time. Joe right now if they ran. Joe says that's, balderdash.
Weightlifting, I would give the edge to Moran.
That's not even a con. We can't do that.
Long distance or endurance aspect of it, I feel like I would give the edge to Joe Fisher.
Why don't they play sports?
You want to see actual sports?
Play one-on-one in basketball.
I would.
Play golf.
If you gave me the tandem package of 18 holes match play, Danny Meringue, Joe Fisher, and a one-on-one game to 21, I want it to be a full extended game to test endurance. Not quick to 11, to 21.
21.
Twos and ones.
Ones and twos?
Ones and twos to 21.
Make it, take it, or loser?
Loser.
Okay, I agree.
Even it out.
Loser
gets
the
ball.
I
would pay $19.99 to watch that.
You pay $20
for it. If we put that on our YouTube behind a paywall, I think I would pay. I mean, I would want to be there in person. I've already offered, and I maybe will be the go-between. What was the guy who was trying to do the PGA Live deal? I can't remember his name. Dundon, or not Dundon, but there was a guy at the PGA Tour who's high up. He's friends with Rory, and he was like the peace broker between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set up the tee time, guys, if you want to make that happen.
Would you rather watch them play basketball or golf? Because I think Joe thinks he's the best basketball player at the Fan.
He thinks he's the best basketball player at the Fan.
I didn't say I know that.
Okay.
And then Danny told me like a year and a half ago he was roasting George Fox basketball players at an open run.
I've also both heard them talk braggadociously about their golf games. And I've played with Joe Fisher, but it's been a long time.
To be fair, he hooked a ball into a windshield.
He did. I don't think we have we played with Joe since then. Maybe I
haven't.
Have.
I haven't. I invited Joe for a round, but he couldn't make it.
I've never played with Dana before, but I hear big things about his golf game, so I'd want to.
Only played once, but he had post-surgery, so he quit after 14 holes.
Not easy to do, right?
He literally was like, I'm done. And I was like, what?
What?
He just left.
Just walked off the course?
That was it.
Did he have a cart?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Maybe?
Because if you had a cart, you're leaving your cart partner?
No, we walked.
Okay, you were walking?
We walked.
Well, there's your error number one after surgery. Why don't you ride that thing out, man?
I couldn't believe he was playing.
1999, dude. I would, you know. I'd pay to watch that. Who would you take in the athletic feats of strength, Joe Fisher or Danny Meringue? That was the debate in the office yesterday.
I think we should settle that because it was... It got contentious, dude. I thought they were actually going to fight for a second. I'm like, oh, my God.
It got hot up in here.
Am I going to break up a fight? I'm almost 40.
I think I just watch.
You just let go?
I mean, I'm not jumping in the middle of that. I'm 37 years old. I'm not risking catching a stray here.
Here's a poll question. If your coworkers get into an office fight and what's you're right next to it, are you obligated to help break it up?
Can I just yell fight, fight, fight?
Brandon, where are you at on this? Because I think I have to jump in to stop this.
Like, if it's a buddy of mine in a bar that's getting, like, two guys are, you know, teaming up on him.
I'm
like,
co-workers.
Co-workers? Yeah, whatever. They did that to themselves yesterday. We're arguing about athletic feats at the age of 40. Like,
we're holding on to some greatness.
If you start swinging, you guys, start swinging, whatever. Yeah,
are you stopping it?
I don't think I'm risking myself getting injured trying to
Thank
stop
you.
That.
You
unless think so? It's getting, like, severely one-sided, then I'll probably try to stop something.
Yeah,
to the
then
point
I'll bear hug the one person who's beating up the other person.
I don't think you would. I think you're the kid in The Simpsons. Stop it! He's dead!
You already killed him!
I think that's you. I don't think you're stopping anything.
More Sparta TRT Mail Sack next.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on the fam. A couple of good thoughts coming in. Fan text line 503-864-6326 as we're in the middle of a Sparta TRT mail sack.
Let's go!
Ryan said, I'm with Dirt. They started it. It's co-workers. They can deal with it themselves.
If it's right next to you, you just, whatever.
Somebody said Dirt's going to be in the background screaming, kick his ass!
Kick his ass! See my ass!
Another one, I'm not breaking up a coworker fight like a teenager. I'm busting out my phone and pressing record.
World star!
Should we open up the 105.1 The Fan Live Instagram feed?
Oh my God, could you imagine that?
Welcome live here. We're over here trading punches. Reporting live from the South Waterfront. A brawl has broken out in the building between Joe Fisher and Danny Meringue.
No, this is not Hearns Hagler. This is two white guys in an office. Fisher Meringue.
Look, we are the kings of saying things. Our producer famously said he could swim 500 yards out into the ocean.
No, he says he regularly
that he
does
it. Yes, he claims
he goes
he could,
to Hawaii. He swims 500 yards out into the Pacific.
I claim that alligators aren't scaring on the ground. You just run away from them or step on their snouts. No big deal. What are they going to do to me?
They run 25 miles an hour.
I run 26. I could outrun them. So we're the kings in radio of saying things that are stupid and just talking out of our ass, if you will.
Yeah.
This is one that I genuinely, like, we need to come together as a cluster here and make this feats of athletic strength happen. I'm thinking Billy Madison, the competition at the end of the movie to take over the company.
I
don't need the, like, you know, sports trivia. I don't need any of that. I just purely need whether you want to do sports, non-sports,
to be sports.
I mean, I tend to agree with you. If you want to throw a 40 time in there, I'm not going to be mad watching both of them try and run a 40. Because Joe Fisher is one of these people who at one point claimed a 40 time that he could run on the air. And we've tried to hold him accountable multiple times to run the 40 and he won't do it.
Well, he finally acknowledged that he can't because he got clocked by his son doing one. And he didn't want to give me the number, but it was in the upper sixes.
Yes.
So the 5.27 that Tavondre Sweat ran at 340 pounds turns out is impressive, like I said in the moment. The thing about this is like...
Will Darkin saying he could take... Or no, it was Ortner who said he could take a punch from Prime Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he said that when you were out on maternity leave.
We said a lot of dumb stuff, right?
Because Mike Tyson was about to fight Jake Paul, and I'm like, dude, could you imagine taking a punch from Tyson even now? And he goes, I could do it. And I'm like, what? He goes, what? I could do it. I go, so if you just stood there and let Tyson hit you,
easy.
Easy, just
and he didn't
there?
Say easy, but he was like, yeah, no. I wouldn't get knocked out.
He would not.
I'd be fine.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'd be in a coma.
This is one where a lot of it's BS. This needs to happen. Let's make it happen. Get on it.
Oh.
Cook up the concept.
Look, Sparta TRT is really beneficial for you in many ways. I think this is where a little too much tea for a couple of these guys.
Their tea's too high.
Meringue's talking about lifting.
We need to Fisher's bring the tea just, down.
He's doing the coughing bull crap. Meringue now is getting upset.
Oh, yeah.
And now I challenge you to anything and everything. And Joe's laughing.
It was a bold call, too. I could beat you in any athletic competition.
Any athletic endeavor.
You name it, I will beat you.
I can beat you.
Like all of it? Ping pong? Pickleball? Racquetball?
And I'm just awkwardly sitting here like, I don't even know what's happening right now. How did I get caught up in the middle of this? I'm eating a Greek yogurt here.
All right.
Shout out Joe Fish not eating it.
No, he did not eat your Greek yogurt.
Mixed berry was delightful.
Let's get to some more mail sacks, shall we? Keep two, cut three for every forever movie sagas. Now, some of these are more, so it's a little misleading.
Explain this one to me.
So keep two, cut three. Okay. It'll make sense.
All right.
Jurassic Parks, the Avatars, the Pirates of the Caribbeans, the Shreks, or the Lord of the Rings.
Okay. I'm out on the Lord of the Rings. I've made this abundantly clear. It's one of my worst takes that I will just die on the hill. I saw the first one, fell asleep 20 minutes in. These big-footed creatures walking to get a ring that are 4 foot tall.
The Shire. You didn't even get to the good part. They're still hanging out in the Shire 20 minutes
you
in.
You shall not pass! And then I wake up and I got a little goblet on my TV. It's like, the ring! And I'm like, what is going on here? I couldn't keep up with it. I can't speak to it. All I can speak to is the movies I've seen. Jurassic Park is, that's the easiest
one for me. There's like 84 of them. How many Jurassic Parks have they made now?
There's way too many. They got another one coming next year. I admit to you, as a big dinosaur fan, did not actually watch the last Jurassic Park.
I'll give you a hot take. I think I've only seen one Jurassic Park.
It's totally fine. I'm not mad at it.
I've only seen the original.
If you made me keep two of the whole, all of them, and cut the rest, I'm keeping one and actually three. And people will laugh at the 3-1. I'll tell you why. Three is the most underrated. It's not great. An 8-year-old's just living on an island by himself with man-eating dinosaurs. Really? Gathering T-Rex piss?
How did he get there?
Exactly. Yeah, he's parasailing.
Oh, okay.
But the main dinosaur, the Spinosaurus, is actually the best villain of all the dinosaurs to exist in that movie world. It is a great, great villain. And it could have been better written, but a great villain. So 1 and 3.
This is an easy one for me. The only complicated cut, because I'd want to watch him with the kiddo, is the Shreks. Now, I have not seen all the Shreks. I don't know how many Shreks there are. But the first Shrek is a pretty iconic movie.
When the Shrek babies came, I think I was kind of
They have Shrek baby ones now? Oh, it's baby Shrek. I didn't realize.
No, there's like three or four of them.
Three or four of them.
Seriously?
Five.
The first Shrek's great. The rest of them, whatever. The Avatar, I don't ever want to watch Avatar, nor will I ever watch Avatar. It does nothing for me. Jurassic Park's, we've jumped the shark a long time ago.
Are we on the third Avatar or the second Avatar?
I couldn't tell you. Pirates of the Caribbeans, I love. Not all of them are great, but I could rewatch all of the Pirates of the Caribbeans, and I love the random nerdiness that we all have. Lord of the Rings is in that category for me, so those are the easy two keeps for me.
Oh, so you're saying the series in general you keep and not the movies in the series?
He's saying keep two of the, you get to watch all of them, cut the other three.
Oh, I took that in reverse. Yeah, I didn't get that.
So I would, Pirates of the Caribbean, I can rewatch all those, and same with the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, like Jurassic Park and Avatar, I'm okay.
I'll probably go Jurassic Park and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah, personally, I will go Pirates and Shreks, but if I want family approval, I'll go Jurassic Park because my son loves dinosaurs, and I'll go Lord of the Rings because if my wife hears that I don't like
she a big Lord of the Rings
she
fan.
Mad at me. Huge Lord of the Rings fan.
You shall not pass.
Does she like the new Amazon show that came out? Has she watched that one? They're like the precursor show?
Yeah, mixed feelings about it. Yeah. I think she's still tied to the movies more.
Okay. Was she a book person?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she did the whole thing.
Who's your favorite creature? The little guys with big feet or the elves?
Just move on.
I'll go Gollum.
Gollum. Gollum's a good one. Gollum impressed me.
Lean into your nerd. I'm not shaming you. Everybody's got nerd. Fascinating that people learn the languages of some of these characters. Like, I speak Elfish.
Yeah.
What? I learned the language. and I wear ears at the Comic-Con.
You ever seen cosplay?
Yeah,
what is Dirt's Core 4 championship nightmare this year? Spurs, Dodgers, Jags, and Canadians? No. Come on now.
Jags?
Dodgers, yes. I don't really, like, nightmare in the NFL at this point. I don't know. What's the worst outcome this
Patriots
year?
Patriots or Mahomes?
Yeah, at least Mahomes took 2 years off from winning one, so he gave me a reprieve. They didn't make the playoffs this year, so it's not like he's going for 10 in a row.
Seahawks repeating. You're going to hear from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Seahawks repeating. Dodgers definitely.
Yeah.
NBA, probably the Spurs. I'm more demoralized with the Spurs winning than I am the Thunder winning because it's like they're already doing this.
Does Swag not caring about his team winning 3 in a row make it a little easier to swallow?
Eases the pain for me.
Yeah.
Because he'd rather watch a Timbers game than Game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah.
In the NHL, it's easily – there's only one team left that I don't want to see win, and that's Vegas. Everybody else I'm fine with. Like, if Colorado gets another one, whatever. McKinnon's awesome, great fan base. Montreal would end the Canadian drought that they have won since 1993. And if Carolina wins, it's our boy Tommy D.
Yeah, Tommy D.
Tommy D on the ice lifting a Stanley Cup would be a pretty funny visual for such a bad owner who doesn't care about winning. Vegas and the NHL, because they're one of the four that is remaining. Let's see here quickly.
Let's go!
Millsack, would there ever be a breaking point in the NFL diluting their Sunday inventory on weeks where there's a Thursday game, international game, Monday doubleheader, and a couple of games on teams on bye? There's hardly any games to watch on an actual NFL Sunday, let alone any good ones.
I've actually been bringing this up for over a season now. I think this is a problem. I've noted before they were going to take over Christmas. They did. I think they're going to take over every day of the week. And it's a weird situation they're finding themselves in. The thing about the international games, though, quickly, like, what are the ratings of those games? Do we actually ever get the numbers? They're on NFL Network.
And it's not usually that big, I feel like, because it's an NFL Network game, and a lot of people don't have NFL Network.
I also don't think a lot of people... Do you wake up at 6:30 to watch the Commanders against the Jags?
Who's getting up at 6 a.m. to watch those games?
It's bigger on the East Coast because they start at 9 a.m.
They are awake.
Yeah, right. But on the West Coast.
Over here at 6 a.m.
There's never been an international game that I have set my alarm for of like, I need to, like, it's one of those you get up and it's like, hey, it's a third quarter, turn it on, and you got a game on when you wake up.
Well, I usually wake up super early Sundays anyway to like kind of get the day started, so I'm tired by Sunday night for Monday's show.
Sure, makes sense.
So it ends up fitting right into my wheelhouse. But yeah, in terms of like appointment television, and it always ends up being a little bit like a team will play that I think is good and they're going to win. And it's like, well, and then the international travel happens and some teams it hits them and other teams stay there, or it's just always a weird thing.
I don't think it'll ever dilute. The NFL is the NFL. They're like immune to anything. It will never change the way we view or enjoy the sport of like, oh God, more NFL. I have seen people make the argument of like, can we stop putting great games on Christmas so I can spend time with my family and not feel like I'm missing three great football games?
You can actually choose to spend time with your family and not choose the football.
Not if Rams and Seahawks are playing, dude. You're out, family. See you later. But the one argument that I will buy into is I think it has completely diluted. Now, I've never been a purchaser of it, but I'm curious for those who have, why would you buy Sunday ticket for this reason? There are so many standalone random week games that happen. They're taking over Wednesdays now of like what you just get the red zone. And that way, if you get a crappy slate, I'm not standalone watching any of those games and you catch up on everything.
It depends what your fandom is. If you're a diehard of one team
and you want to see it, totally get it. Yeah. Outside of that, like, I don't see the point of buying Sunday ticket anymore. But that's just me, and I've never been a buyer of it. Mail Sack, as always, brought to you by our great friends, Sparta TRT. Hitting the gym, whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't watch on the sidelines. Reclaim your edge. Win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. I got a couple more. We ran out of time. We went a little long there debating Joe Fisher, Danny Moran, athletic feats. We'll slip a couple more into the final segment. Get yourself for the Eastern Conference Finals. Also, the pain and heartbreak of one city continues, and where did they rank?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next on the Fam. All right, last one for us here. A little carryover of the Sparta TRT mail sack, because why not? It's a Tuesday. Meringue's in here, reaffirming his challenge of every athletic in Denver. He will dominate Joe Fisher.
Endeavor, not in Denver.
In Denver. Oh, yeah, we're going to fly to Denver. Dude, come to
okay.
I'm going to play a golf, but I need elevation. Let's go to Denver.
It sounds like we have a course.
Yeah.
It's more on Fish to just
I kind of want to get them out of their – I want them both out of their comfort zone, though. That's my only disagreement there because I think they both play that course a lot. I'd want them at a place that makes them a little uncomfortable, that they don't know the nuances of. Let's get them out. Let's get them in some fresh water. Let them swim around a little bit. You know what I mean? We can make this
all
happen.
All right.
Two more quick ones. Mail sack carryover from the last week's segment. Fiance and I are getting married next month. Last weekend, we're planning on who should give speeches and toasts.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on how long those should last. I'm of the opinion that 3 to 5 people, 3 to 5 minutes each is already plenty.
Three to five people? Are we counting the parents or just the groom parties?
I think 3 to 5 total. So you got maid of honor, best man, father of the bride. Those are your guarantees at every wedding. Maybe the father of the groom wants to say something like, I'm okay allowing it. As long as, again, they're 3 to 5 minutes. And this isn't a part of his question. He says, fiance wants 7 people and isn't worried about restricting their time. How do I convince her that people don't want to sit and listen to 20, 30 minutes toasts?
You just simply say, this is a point I'm unwilling to move off of. We have, I don't want to be there for 9 hours. We're going to have a wedding. We have a honeymoon. Yeah. We want to enjoy being married.
Yeah.
Give your sentiments and how you feel and all that stuff, and let's move on. We don't need 9 people talking for 20-minute intervals.
About sixth grade stories of recess and what you did. Like, we're okay.
Right. Who would have thought picking his nose in the fifth grade after pooping his pants would lead to such a hot wife?
You have plans on your wedding night for a reason. The last thing you want to do is delay that by 2-3 hours with more people talking.
Yes.
Unless you're eating in the middle of that and you need more time to eat. Sure. Yeah. But otherwise, let's move on to the night portion of our evening without the rest of our families.
Like, when are we giving the speeches? If it's in the middle of everybody eating and everybody's already sitting down, like nothing's going on, then whatever, dude. Like, I still don't like long speeches. I think it's kind of, if it's done at another point in the night and like, then we're cutting into the stuff that people want to be there.
Dude, I don't want to clap while I'm cutting a steak.
No, let us be the bad guys here so you can send this to your fiance. First off, congratulations on the nuptials and getting married. And that's a very exciting time next month.
And
very exciting
sex.
Times ahead. And the sex, congratulations.
I mean,
have you ever been to a wedding where you weren't that close with everybody, hearing speeches about people who you didn't really know and being like, can we wrap it up?
I'm be one of those in November.
We've all been there. We've all been at that wedding. And you think to yourself, you know what I like at weddings? Open bar, good music, dancing, and a meal. And you're giving me a meal. Because I gave you $100, you're giving me a meal. There's a quid pro quo here. Nobody wants to be at that wedding.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that.
What people hold on to want for their weddings is bizarre is maybe not the right. It's just interesting to me. Like, I don't know if I've shared this before. Maybe I have. I have a friend. He's not married. I don't think even close to being engaged to be married.
Okay.
But wants to be married one day.
Sure. He would like to be.
And I haven't asked him this in about a year, but like forever, his opinion has been, I'm going to have 9 groomsmen. And I'm just too many. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, that's way too many groomsmen. Cut that down to like 3.
Then you got a match on the other side. Now she's going to have 9.
Well, and that's the thing. I go, what if she only has like 4? And he goes, she's going to have to find 5 more. And I'm like, why are you so firm on this?
9, yeah.
And then I ran through who it was, and it's all these people, and I'm one of them. And I'm like, just cut me.
I'll be the cut.
Cut me. I want to be the water boy.
Yes.
I want to be not playing in the game.
I'm going to go sit in the pew and have a cocktail before the reception. I don't want to be dealing with it. I don't want to go rent a tux.
I want to be in the back clapping when you kiss her and then eating the cake and the food. All right. That's what I want to do.
Mr. and Mrs., come on down. Anyways, good Sparta TRT mail sack this week, everybody.
Great job
on the effort.
Great job. Shout out Sparta TRT.
Yeah, the only person who's allowed to go as long as they wanted the speech, in my mind, although it should be still cut short, is the father of the bride, because you're paying for the wedding. So if you want to go for 10 minutes, whatever, dude. You're paying 20 grand for this night, so by all means, go for 20
minutes.
Mom
gets no say?
That's not usually how it works. It's always have you ever been to a wedding where the mom of the groom or mom of the bride gave a speech?
Well, should it be mom of the groom instead of the bride? Shouldn't the bride be the father? Isn't
that's what
like
I'm saying. The father of the bride is the one who usually gives the big toast, the big speech at the wedding.
Have I ever seen a mom?
You said, what about mom?
I've never been
to a wedding where a mom is given a speech. I actually don't think it on either side. I've ever seen a mom give a speech
at
a wedding.
How many weddings do you think? I don't even know if I've been to that many weddings in my whole life.
No, thankfully my wedding days are done for a while.
And a lot of weddings I've been to?
Asian.
Yeah.
The mom ain't getting up
the
saying
mom
anything.
Ain't, the mom ain't
the mom don't
about.
Want you to hug her.
That's not it.
Don't say anything
me.
To her.
Don't look at me.
Don't mess her makeup up.
That sounds just like me. Just get away from me, okay? Don't bother me. Don't leave me alone, okay? I'm going to sit over here in the corner.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think I've ever heard the mom
it's
at
not a
wedding.
Thing. If you want to do it, but I, you know, I'm not taking the mic away from you. Did we talk enough about Buffalo's sports failures
as a
city?
It is funny how we link up sometimes in topics. I didn't get to it in the first hour. My daughter rooted for the Canadiens mainly just because I told her I was rooting for them because the Canada drought and
yeah,
sport.
It's been a long time.
Religion.
Get a win. Their atmosphere is a little bit better than Buffalo's.
I have found myself feeling awful because of all the cities to lose last night. Buffalo's the worst one. And I tried to explain to her what it meant to be a Buffalo sports fan, not being one. And I don't think I did a good job. I'm like, they lost four straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Four straight.
Yeah.
And their hockey team, I mean, unless I'm mistaken of a title that I don't remember, they've been swept in the cup and just largely don't even make the playoffs.
No.
To be a Buffalo sports fan is like to be a Blazer fan, but on steroids with no gold patch on the back of your jersey. And I commend those people. Where they live, they got 18 feet of snow every year. I don't know how you do it. I give them so much credit for it. That was heartbreak city, that poor sports city, man. It's just awful.
They are all time now as an organization, the Sabres. We don't need to get into the Bills. We're well aware of the Bills and their issues in big games over the years. They are now 1-7 all time in game sevens. 1-7 after losing at home. They tried to stay in a hotel the night before.
They also lost an NBA team. Or a basketball team.
They did. 56 years without a professional sports championship in their city. Well, I mean, the Bills get a lot of this, but it was, you know,
that's
it was a good
topic
reminder
to
of like.
Think about for maybe tomorrow is like
the most depressive sports cities.
Are they it?
Noodle. Homework.
Because Detroit's not.
No.
The Red Wings.
Red Wings. The Pistons got a couple.
Pistons.
They've had Pistons have multiple iterations of championship teams. The Lions are bad, but the other teams make up for it.
Minnesota.
Minnesota's up there.
Minnesota versus Buffalo in the depressed sports city, capital of the world.
Who wins Game 1 Eastern Conference Finals tonight? Knicks and Cavs at Madison Square Garden.
I'm going to take the Knicks.
7.5 is the line.
I don't know if I like it that, but I'm going to take the Knicks.
There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, we have Bill Connolly on. Great stuff from him talking about the 2014 proposed college football playoff and why he is against it. Go check it out, 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter. Send it out here as soon as we are done. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. Harrison Moring is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.